You're listening to SBS News.
Silence in a usually busy gym in the centre of Sydney. But for City Gym's 2,000 members and the 4 million Australians that have memberships at other gyms, the doors are closed. Gym owner Billy Kikinis believes the shutdown of indoor gyms and fitness centres will have a major impact on people's mental health.
From the mental health aspect, I think it's a disaster. You know, we've had people knocking, like I said, knocking on the door, wanting to come in and train, and unfortunately we've had to refuse them entry and, you know, just explain to them that, you know, hopefully we'll be opening up soon. And it's really affected the community in a very, very bad way. I don't think the government understands how badly mentally it's affected the community, like from a mental point of view.
The crackdown has been serious. Police have been regularly checking in to ensure companies are complying with requirements to stay closed. It's different for outdoor programs. The peak industry body for fitness centres has made the case to authorities that the health benefits of exercise in this unprecedented time are essential to help people deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Fitness Australia CEO Barry Elvish believes it is an essential service.
Health experts tell us that moderate exercise is critical in building an individual's immune function. And we would hate to think that people are losing their exercise routine out of their lives. At the moment, the world is in complete upheaval. Many people look to their exercise routine every day as an anchor in the rest of their day while they're coping with all the other changes that are taking place.
Workout sessions have been transferred online so people can exercise at home. Personal trainers and professionals are having to adapt. Paul Haslam trains a number of Australia's elite bodybuilders and says there will be some benefits of the shutdown for his clients.
It's going to have a small impact to their physique. In some ways it might be good to have a bit of a break from the heavy weights. But I think as long as they can do something and maintain where they are, I think at this stage in the picture, everyone is looking maintaining their fitness and their strength levels, and this will end sooner rather than later.
With the restrictions in place indefinitely, weightlifters and trainers who rely on specific heavy equipment face a different challenge. Personal trainer Melinda Theori has urged people to embrace the change.
It's just time to get creative. We've really got to snap out of that. I can't go to the gym. There's nothing left, you know, for me. It's okay, we can't do that, so what can we do? It's really just changing the mindset and finding those other options.
There's no shortage of interest from people seeking home workout solutions. Wholesalers selling gym equipment have been inundated across Australia.